In the investment world, there are two kinds of bonds, investment grade and non-investment grade, also known as junk. Well, today, Standard & Poor's downgraded General Motors and the Ford Motor Company to junk status. In both cases, the ratings agency said it had lost confidence in management's ability to meet the competitive challenges of the marketplace. The downgrades will hurt GM and Ford by making it more expensive for them to borrow. And as NPR's Jack Spear reports, that is bad news for the two biggest domestic automakers. They're struggling to post profits in their main business of selling cars and trucks.
Overall, car sales in the U.S. have held up fairly well so far this year, but not for GM and Ford. The nation's two largest automakers have seen their sales eroded by competitors like Toyota and Honda. But Detroit's big problem right now is the slowdown in what lately has been one of the automaker's most profitable segments. Scott Prinzen is a credit analyst with S&P.
They're particularly hurting in mid and large size SUVs, from which they've derived a lot of their earnings historically. They've just been faring poorly, as reflected in pretty weak financial results.
Today's decision to lower both GM and Ford's credit rating to junk status was widely anticipated. However, it still sent shockwaves through the financial markets. Both companies, meanwhile, expressed their unhappiness with the decision. Jerry Dabrowski is director of financial communications for GM.
We were disappointed with the decision today by S&P. Clearly, GM has challenges in North America, but we are addressing those challenges aggressively.
But many of the issues facing the domestic car companies are not things that can be controlled. In the case of GM, whose debt rating was lowered two full notches, the health care bill for current and former workers is expected to top $6 billion this year. And the automaker's largest labor union is not in any hurry to renegotiate the current contract, which doesn't expire till 2007. David Cole is director of the Center for Automotive Research. He says in the case of General Motors, a crisis like the one the company's in now may help shake things up.
One of the fears that we had looking at this industry is that companies like GM were at risk of dying the death of 1,000 cuts. A little blood here, a little blood there, and you wake up one day and they're gone. I think fundamentally it's very important that GM have a crisis, and this is a crisis, because what I think happens in a crisis, you can motivate people inside and outside of the company, the stakeholders, to begin to do things differently than they have done in the past.
Wall Street, which had been in positive territory before today's announced ratings downgrade, reacted negatively to the news. The Dow Jones Industrials finished down 44 points. GM shares fell 6%, while Ford fell 4.5%. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.